He does nothing. A starving dog or a cat. Of course. No human will try to cross the border now. Ja, Schmidt here.
Schmidt? Ja, Schmidt.
Ja.
You have read the directives sent to all guard posts at the wall?
Ja.
Keep your eyes open. It is believed the Americans may try the diversion. Expect.
There's nothing, Colonel Yassin. But we are ready. Vera! Vera!
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Just a bunch of nuts, that's all.
You think so?
Look, there's a new Nazi-type political party in West Germany, but they're being watched. They've brought up a few of the old antagonisms, but they're being watched. And the same kind of guys here in the States. Like I said, a bunch of nuts. Beefy guys with armbands. Hitler salutes, jackboots.
They're being watched. Yeah, I know. But Pedersen was beaten up. He squealed.
Yeah, but what did he squeal on, Lee? You're not telling me anything I don't know, Lee. And I know these guys are for nothing. So they want to rule the world. Oh, 20 of them. Here in America? Oh, Lee, please.
Johnny, don't try whiskey sours again. They tax your brain.
Look, I only had a couple last night.
You're not thinking clearly.
You asked my opinion, Lee, and I gave it. Whiskey sours, hangover and all.
Pedersen squealed. You read the police report, as I did. Something big's coming, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, sure. Such as what? Another night of the long knives in Manhattan?
Yeah, Lee.
Sam, bring Johnny up, pick me up, will you? Something strong. He needs it.
Oh, now, Lee, hang on.
Make it double strength, Sam. Coffee, too. Black.
Okay, Lee. Will do.
What for? You treat me like a kid, Lee?
I feel like making you think, Johnny, that's all.
So, I'm thinking, and it hurts.
Exactly. Read the morning paper?
Yeah, I sort of.
Sam gave me the gist of it, Johnny. Read out to me the bit about the Berlin Wall last night.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, here it is, Series of well-timed attacks on the border post last night. No official statement from East Berlin of injuries or deaths, but 10, 15 men killed, says West Berlin's mayor. Evidence from left at scene indicates American intervention. Uh-oh.
Yeah, read on.
Diplomatic notes passing between Moscow and Washington. East Berlin guards doubled. Will shoot at anything. Tension. Third World War. Yeah, looks bad. Yeah, but there's always trouble there, Lee.
Sure, yeah. Men and women and children fleeing from the east to the west. Harrowing stories, bullets in the back. But not until now, American intervention.
You know and I know that we had nothing to do with it.
Sure, but Moscow?
They know it too. Ah, it's nothing, Lee.
Pedersen says it's something.
Pedersen's here in New York? The Nazi Party?
Mm-hmm.
American money to Berlin. Tie up with the new Social Democrats there. They bust up on the border guard.
I brought in the necessary way.
Forget it, Sam. Johnny's thinking.
All on his own?
All on his own. Okay, put him down, Sam.
Okay.
Tie up with the West Berlin and our troops there. Not Third World War, but fighting in Berlin local.
Keep at it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. These whiskey sours.
Well, you've done all right. I'll just add to it. Nazi party in Berlin steps in. Confusion, new mayor elected. Nazi. American. America threatens Russia with full-scale war. Russia withdraws East Berlin armed forces. What's left?
The new Social Democratic Party in power in West Berlin. From there, a new militant West Germany.
You've been snitching that black coffee, Sam.
You want to talk to Lester Ames again, Lee?
Who's he?
Only our new boss, Johnny, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, what do we do now?
You go down to Captain Richardson, get Pedersen sprung, bring him here. I want to talk to him.
Will do.
Come on, move it, Johnny, move
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. Big Hale!
That wasn't funny, Johnny.
No, I guess it wasn't. Boo Boo Bridges, they call me.
That guy. Some coffee, Lee?
Yeah.
Lee, this so-called Nazi party, is it really big here?
No, but one man in it is big. I don't know him. I must find out who he is. Routine calls at the party headquarters reveal nothing. Maybe Pedersen will tell me. So far, he's told of something big, but no names. I want names. One name and one man.
Hansley?
Nazi ideology was based on serving the boss, Hitler. American Nazis serve a boss. They must do. They like saluting.
And you're going to find him?
Yes, Sam. Going to find him. Before there's any more nonsense in Berlin.
I know.
Obedience is the only law in life. Without obedience and without discipline, there's no control.
Yes, Father.
Dale, my child, you do not understand me, huh? I'm not the usual American parent giving in all the time, huh?
I don't mind, Dad. I just wish you weren't going away, that's all.
It will not be for long. Then I'll come back. But, you know, business, not that you will understand the business.
When do you go?
In the morning. It's now decided.
You know, can I say something?
Of course.
I wish I could see you more often.
Yeah, I wish we could be together more often. But the school is away from here, and my business is here. Without my business, we would be starving. Understand me?
Yes, I understand, Father.
Oh, a few moments ago, it was bad. Make it better.
All right, bad.
And you will stay as a Connaughts, but from you I must have obedience. You will read things. Tomorrow, the day after, they will not be true. Discipline yourself to believe they are not true. When I return, I shall explain everything.
What kind of thing?
You will read, but they will not be true.
I wish I knew more about
it. In time, Dale, you will understand everything. And you will realize what I am doing is for the good of you, of me, and perhaps of the whole world.
Boss. Oh, sorry, the Fuhrer.
Well, it doesn't matter. I told you where we meet. I told you everything.
Who's the boss?
I don't know who he is. All I know is that something's cooking. Something big. Now, can I go, please?
No.
I've done nothing illegal. The American Nazi Party is not illegal.
Well, let's just say we need you around. All right, you don't know the Fuhrer, the American head of the party. But your whole system is based on the Nazi system.
Yeah, I told you that.
Well, tell me again.
Well, yeah, it's the same. We've got the SR, the SA, and the SS.
The Schutzstaffel.
Yeah.
Himmler commanded that in Germany.
Yeah, both sections, the SS and the Waffen-SS. That's the military wing.
Gestapo?
Oh, in time, they'll have that, yeah.
They?
Yeah. I want out now. I believe in them, but I got beaten up. You know why? My uniform wasn't clean, and they said I was insolent, and they beat me up.
And they beat you up? Oh, this is unbelievable. In modern-day America, that this
also,
should happen.
Also, Pedersen. You're in love with a girl called Dale. Well, what connection with the party?
I don't know. Dale Eggert's her name. I never met her, Father.
You sure?
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. Okay, I can talk about the divisions in the party, the various groups, but no more. And I want to get out of it.
After yourself, Dale.
I shall. See you soon, I hope.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Connor.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
I will pick her up when I finish the business trip, huh? Now to contact my Sturmbannführer, the range the Eclipse of Walter Eggert.
Again, you know what time it is, Lee?
About 9:30.
You're wrong. A whole 5 minutes wrong. You're slipping.
Sam, you run me home. Got some thinking to do.
Yes, surely.
Take it, Johnny.
Okay. Bridges. Yeah? Oh, yes, sir.
Lee, it's the boss, ain't
it? Yeah, sure, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll tell him. What's the name again? Eggert. Yeah, okay, sir. You don't want to talk to him yourself? Okay, ciao. Thanks, sir.
Eggert is dead.
Yeah, shot himself. Who is he anyway?
Eggert? He was a Nazi. Cleared by the military tribunals after the war. Settled here. So he's dead. Patterson and Dale Eggert. Well, this much we know. Now, old man Eggert dies. Why?
Now, don't ask me, Lee.
I'll tell you, Johnny. Dead men don't travel. They stay 6 feet under. Unless they're visiting Germany. Tonight, London, then Frankfurt, and across.
You really reckon it's as big as you say it is?
Been at the Whiskey Sours again?
Oh, come off it. You know I haven't. And I had a reason to get Stinko. My mom's moved in.
All good FBI agents are supposed to love their mothers.
They do, from a distance. Oh, heck, I'm only kidding. But lay off the gags, will you, huh?
Go next door. Find out how Sam's doing with Dale Eggert.
Okay, Lee.
Now, look, honey, it's...
Doing all right, Sam?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, honey.
Please, I don't want to answer any more questions.
There may not be any more. Now, come through to Mr. Masters, please.
Oh, all right, but can I go home soon?
Well, we'll look after you, don't worry.
Hello, Dale. I'm Lee Masters.
Hi. Oh, can I please...
Sorry about the interrogation. Please sit down, please. All right, Johnny, you know what to do.
Okay, Lee.
Sit down, Sam. Chairs to the left of you.
Yes.
Why do you have metal tips to your high heels?
Sexy. Bad for hangovers, though.
Okay, Sam.
She doesn't know where her father is. She says he's away on business.
He is. I know he is.
And she knows he's not dead.
But he is. He was killed outside her house. After I left for the Connors, the police rang me and told me.
He wasn't killed, Dale. You know he wasn't. He told you not to believe what the papers would say, right?
I don't know.
Why was Patterson beaten up? Because he's in love with you? Because you're Walter Eggert's daughter? A no brown shirt is allowed to mix with the Fuhrer? Commoner and aristocrat kind of thing, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe you don't know where your father is. I believe you don't know what he is. Head of the American Nazi Party.
That's not true.
All I want from you is this admission. That before he left, he demanded from you complete obedience. And he instructed you not to believe what the paper said. His death, right?
Please let me go home. My father's dead.
He is not dead. You know he's not.
Johnny?
Yeah?
Bring him in.
Dale?
Yeah. Your girlfriend. Know why you were beaten up, Patterson? Because you fell in love with her.
Nick.
No, but...
Nick, you don't know where he is, do you? The police said he was killed and they showed me a body.
Okay. You don't know enough to help us, Dale. I thought you might have been more in it. At least he's in it, Patterson. A blue-eyed American would-be Nazi.
I told you I'd left the party.
Do you know your father's history, Dale?
Yes. No, I... He comes from Germany. I'm half German. My mother died 4 years ago.
Yeah, she was American.
What have you guys got Dale in here for?
Easy, hey, buddy. I can break your arm if I have to.
Your father is not dead, Dale. He was known as Walter Meglund. He was a Nazi. A member of the Sicherheitsdienst, Heydrich's mob. After the war, he was taken to court, faced trial, and was freed. How, I don't know. Faked evidence, maybe. He came here to the States, was cleared, settled, married your mother, you were born. I think he's the head of the Nazi party here. I think he's on his way to Berlin now to foment trouble.
I don't know. I've never known. He's always asked me to keep quiet about things.
Okay. Patterson? Eggert is the boss, right?
I don't know.
Dale Eggert, or Dale Meglund, will be held by us on warrant until you talk. You've squealed, but not enough. You've tried to protect her. Congratulations. But for your sake and hers, tell the truth.
Okay. Eggert is a Fuhrer. I don't know where he is, though.
It checks. I examined the body found outside the Eggert home. It doesn't tally. Body marks. Question. Where is Eggert?
In Berlin.
Right.
And the body?
Some poor guy, same build, weight. The face was smashed in. 45 bullet, close range. Johnny, let him go. Dale can go, too. Patterson, look after her.
Yeah, but where? Her
Take
father,
her
I mean...
away, Patterson. Take her away, marry her. She won't see her father again, except behind bars.
No. Oh, no, please, no.
Get him out of here, Johnny, fast.
I'll bring my father back, please, Mr. Master.
Come on, doll. You too, Patterson.
Okay.
Fix the car, Sam. We're going to the airport.
You were rough on our leg.
Yeah. I could have stopped soaped her. Useless. Eggert will die in Germany, where he lived 20 years ago. No man of his position in the SD was guiltless, Johnny.
Yeah, I know, but it's a bit hard on her. And you knew Eggert was the boss.
Confirmation, that's all, Johnny. Confirmation to act in the best interest of the United States.
He's got to be killed?
If necessary. If we find him. This jet will get us there soon enough. Berlin. City of music. Laughter. When we get there, tell me how many people are laughing, John. Just for the record.
Lee, I've been expecting you. Jump in. You're Bridges?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Pete Kramer.
Hi.
Eggert's arrived, we think. Where do you want to start looking, Lee?
Near Checkpoint Charlie. Friedrichstrasse.
Okay. You want us to act as your eyes?
Yeah, you and Johnny. I'll listen. I know his voice. Voice of America transcripts of the trial.
Oh, Lee, that was years ago.
I know. Well, Pete, how's Berlin looking?
Great. Just great.
Okay, well, move this crate, will you?
We ain't gonna find him, Lee.
If we don't, Johnny, we're in trouble. Pete tells me another series of disturbances is arranged for tonight. Midnight. Again, men in American uniforms, American guns.
Yeah, Berlin is a big place, Lee.
Well, I've got a lot of men out. We'll find them. With luck. It's near midnight, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 minutes before.
Johnny, you're wondering.
Yeah. If they know something is coming up, a gun battle at Checkpoint Charlie... Why doesn't American occupation step in, huh?
Well, they step in and it starts. Instead of 100 men impersonating Americans, you have 500. 400 of them genuine. Great. for the Russians. Gunfire, Russians retaliate, capture an American boy. He talks.
Yeah, I get it. So we need Eckert to stop it all.
What does a man do when he's nervous, Johnny? Reverts to habit. Eckert must be nervous. Maybe he'll be drinking. There's Eckert. Walter Wolfgang Eckert. Meglund. Sicherheitsdienst. Fond of women, food, coffee, and Küchen. Well, that's cakes Berlin style. Big man. Florid. Cakes, food. Yeah, that's it. Maybe that's it. Take me to the restaurant down the road, the nearest to Checkpoint Charlie. We passed it on the way.
Yeah, but Lee, hang on.
Pass, Johnny. We've got maybe 5 minutes.
Okay, it's the devil. Follow me, huh?
Inside, quick. You got his description. Look for him.
I can't see much in here, Lee. It's too smoky.
Use your eyes, Johnny, in place of mine. Walk around. I'll follow.
Ah, good evening, Lee Masters. Eckert is here with me.
Yeah?
Please, now. His name is Yasin. Igor Petrovich. Yasin. Colonel Yasin. We too are interested in Eckert. We do not really believe the Americans were behind the attacks.
Hand him over to us, Yaslin.
No. It is 12:02. I have hand-picked men watching every one of Eckert's little tin soldiers. They will allow these Nazis to attack the border guards only if I say the word.
How did you know about all this?
We knew. Tell me, Lee Masters, of whom I have heard so much. If the attack came and there was much fighting here, the West Berlin government might fall. Eckert thinks they will be supplanted by his party, the new Social Democrats. But what if a communist were elected? What then? More power to us, Lee. I can make it happen.
But you won't, Colonel. Your espionage ring in New York is known to us. We've done nothing, but we will if we have to.
I thought as much. It's too much trouble all around, eh? Very well. You protect us. And in a way, we protect you. That is how the Cold War works. Huh? Yuri! Imprison the men under surveillance. Take them through to East Berlin.
And Eckert?
I shall be allowed
my freedom.
Lee, let me show you our latest automatic pistol. To the man with you, it is good, eh? What a pity. It went off. Not so good, eh, pistol, eh? Heroba, take away the body.
Tough. But neat, Yaslin. Like the Soviets don't like ex-Nazis either. Okay, Johnny. Pete's waiting for us. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.